Hello, James Madsen, electrician.
Hi, my name is Sahak. I'm over here at Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
Good, how's it going?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. So the reason for the call, sir, is we're a data service provider to Google and Meta, and we wanted to speak with you about listing the company on the first page of Google for your services there in the area.
Okay, yep. You're talking about Google Certified.
Right. So we do offer a Google Guaranteed as well as SEO on the local map section. Whichever one would fit your business better, totally fine. Are you looking at both or more Google Guaranteed?
Well, currently I'm with another company that I've been considering Google Guaranteed, but for the price, it seems a bit high. SEO is going to be something that I'm probably going to be looking for. With the time length that it, well, should I say the timeline that it takes for SEO to kick in, that won't affect me as far as the business goes because I do have local exposure.
Gotcha.
So it would just depend on what packages you guys have, how much you guys charge for SEO services, and then potentially rolling into Google targeted ads, not necessarily just Google certified ads.
Okay, got you. So I guess I can just kind of, since you already know about the service, it sounds like,
yep.
I guess we can just get into the pricing, everything. It does depend on a couple factors. For instance, like your service area, how many miles would you be willing to travel for the jobs?
So I set a 25-mile service area, and that's the typical.
Okay.
You know, again, if price makes a difference to go with 15, then I'm totally fine with that.
Oh, okay. Got
but
you.
But 25 is my typical.
Okay. But you'll go with the local only if it helps with the pricing, basically.
I would, yeah.
Okay, got you.
I've gotten calls from about 7 towns away with my business not having SEO engaged right now.
Oh, nice. That's really good.
So, yeah, my company still pops up on Google, so I know that it's on there. And I do know how the analytic works, so I was actually kind of surprised to hear somebody calling me from Lawrence, where I'm in Pepperell.
Right. Yeah, right? The magic of the internet, I guess, right?
Yep.
Are you guys doing residential work and commercial? Is the home advisor listing correct?
Yeah, so I do residential and offer commercial services. More like
but you want to focus more on residential,
like
it sounds like?
At this time, because I don't have other employees at the moment, so for me to take on large commercial projects would require me to be a bigger operation. However, my goal is to become a commercial and industrial electrical company with residential being service only.
Oh, okay, got you. So you want to eventually evolve into that?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I hate residential. Don't tell anybody I told you that.
No problem. Your secret says
as a startup. as a startup, though, I will tell you residential is probably the better way to do it. You know, again, I have commercial clients. My local town hired me as their electrician. So starting with residential doesn't necessarily mean that I'm only going to be doing residential. But it is the bread and butter as far as electricians go from what I've seen for starting
business. Right, that would make sense. I mean, most of the calls you're getting now probably are, but you'd want to move to commercial and industrial only in the future, like as it evolves.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, great. And how many years have you been in business? Is this correct here on the, is this 2 years? Are you, you're a newer business?
Yep. Yep, brand new business, 2 years.
Great. And then did see a website. Did you build that yourself or you outsource that with the company you're working with now or?
Yes. So I had built one on Wix. Horrible idea. Hopefully nobody ever tries that before they do it again. I did go through GoDaddy and created a GoDaddy page, which was a mistake because then when I went to transfer that to an SEO company I had before the company I'm using now, what happened was we couldn't take the URL, so I had MadsenElectric.com, and I couldn't take that. For whatever reason, it wasn't able to use with the new company. They couldn't purchase it.
Right.
We lost the URL, and So now I have to have Matson-Electric.com.
Oh, of course. Website, put the little dash in, no problem.
yeah, no problem. Dash. Look at what's a dash. What do you mean by dash?
Right.
Like, you know, the dash line.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Underscore line? No, not the underscore line, the dash line.
Right.
So you can see where that can get aggravating.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, seriously. And what company is it you're with now?
So I'm working with a company, and the gentleman is based out of Colorado. He works with a Facebook group, is what we really have established, of electrical business owners. And his company name is RepClix. He's a great guy, great company, but since he's joined this group with us, he's gotten a little busy. He's gotten sidetracked with doing a couple other features to his business. And, you know, I don't feel bad about his situation because I understand where he's coming from. I get so many calls
right.
that I get distracted. But I am looking for something more, you know, in my control versus like, hey, listen, do you mind when you get a chance to kind of like throw some pictures up?
Like when you get a chance, could you help me out? Yeah. Well, we can actually customize it for you that way too. For sure. Website, anything you want to customize, then totally fine. Just so it's tailored to your business, definitely better.
Right.
Do you know the name of the company? Is it like a private company? It's not like one of those bigger ones like AdIQ or Townsquare?
No. It's RepClix. R-E-P, and then I believe it's C-L-I-C-K-S. I don't think it's K-L-I-C-K-S, but it could be.
Okay, got you. So since you already know a bit about the service, it sounds like, I'll just kind of get you over with the pricing and all that. So the one thing I guess I should let you know is just this would be an exclusive listing, because how it works is we have the first page listing become available in that geographical area. So we call through the area to fill the listing. So if we were to put your company there, we also can't accept anyone else from your territory who would offer those same services. That way you get the most out of it. You get the most amount of calls. And it's most beneficial to you. You know, it's exclusive to you. So, you know, definitely better for
right.
the business. It'd be month-to-month pricing. Oh, okay, you got that. Cool. And then it's month-to-month, no contracts or anything like that. And don't got to sell you on the service. You already know about it, so we're good there. So I'll tell you what. Since you are a new business, we have something called a new in business credit, which can actually help you with the pricing. So let me just get the go-ahead from my pricing manager here. Okay. Yeah, good to go. All right. So I'm going to have Gail jump on now that way, because you are looking at a couple different possible Google Guaranteed as well. She's one of our pricing experts, so she can get you the information on the listing, the pricing, answer any questions you have, kind of take you the rest of the way here, get you that reduced pricing on the listing they have available today. One moment here. Going to jump on. Her name is Gail, by the way, James. She's jumping on now.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, James. It was good talking with you. You're going to love it.
You as well. All right, bye.
Mm-hmm.
She's coming on now.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Hawk. Good morning, James. Yo. This is Gail. How are you today?